Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. In for Robin Young, it's Here and Now. Coming up, after two Colorado lawmakers who supported gun control were ousted in a recall election yesterday, will recalls become a new strategy for unhappy voters?
But first, reaction is pouring in over the president's speech last night, where he put his plans for military action in Syria on the back burner in favor of a potential diplomatic option. Florida Democratic Representative Alan Grayson expressed relief today on WBUR's On Point.
26 members of the House were supporting an attack, and 253 of us now are against it. So I think we breathe a sigh of relief, and we're happy that we're going to give peace a chance.
On the other hand, Republican Senator John McCain, who supports a strike, told Morning Edition he's disappointed that talk of a strike is on hold and that the president didn't pledge increased support for the Free Syrian Army, which is fighting Assad.
The air attacks from Bashar Assad's air began again yesterday when this pause was declared. That kills a lot of innocent people. It must be, I know it is, very dispiriting to the Free Syrian Army not to have the president express our support for them.
Well, for another perspective, we turn to Representative Howard Coble, Republican from North Carolina. Congressman, welcome.
Jeremy, good to be with you. Thank you, sir.
Well, what's your reaction, first of all, to President Obama's speech last night?
This Syria situation seems to me to have been mishandled from day one. This is a day late and a dollar short. If the president was going to become involved with Syria, he should have done that weeks ago.
So are you saying that he should have launched an attack weeks ago, or that he shouldn't launch an attack at all?
I think he could have gone with an attack without receiving congressional approval. And I think he himself said that. But this just seems to be mishandled badly because the nation is war-weary. Based on the information that I'm getting from my constituents back home, that there's no way this is going to fly.
Well, Congressman, just to be clear here, because I think some of our listeners may be confused, are you saying that you would be in favor of the president launching an attack or not?
I am not in favor of it. Very much opposed to it.
Well, what about what the president said last night about the reason that he has given for his idea to have military action? He says that when Assad's government allegedly gassed to death over 1,000 people, including hundreds of children, that was a violation of international law and a danger to U.S. security. Let's listen to that.
If we fail to act, the Assad regime will see no reason to stop using chemical weapons. As the ban against these weapons erodes, other tyrants will have no reason to think twice about acquiring poison gas and using them. Over time, our troops would again face the prospect of chemical warfare on the battlefield, and it could be easier for terrorist organizations to obtain these weapons and to use them to attack civilians.
So, Congressman Coble, how do you respond to that, the idea that a failure to act would embolden Iran, for example?
Well, I think those of us who oppose attack is not to say that we endorse or approve of the horrific and inhumane acts that were committed by Assad and the rebels, for that matter. That's another feature that's unknown to us. I think there are good guys and the bad guys all over the map. But if we were going to attack, it seems to me we should have had at least some support. Great Britain's on the sidelines, Germany on the sidelines. And if we did attack, I think that would provoke unpleasant results to some of our neighbors, Israel, Jordan, maybe Turkey. I just think the whole situation was mishandled from day one.
Now, you voted to authorize the use of force in Iraq in 2002. Has that weighed on you in your decision to be opposed to force now?
Oh, it weighs heavily on me because that's one vote, and I have said this publicly, I would like to have back. I voted to dispatch troops to Iraq knowing that Saddam was an international terrorist. But after the fact, it appears that we had no post-entry strategy. And there are people on the Hill in the Congress who continue to blame President Bush for that. And some insist that President Bush lied to us regarding the invasion of Iraq. I don't think he did. And Jeremy, I may be the only guy alive who still believes that weapons of mass destruction were available to Saddam in Iraq. But that's for another day. But that's one vote I'd like to take back.
Well, so here we are now with this proposal from Russia to put Syria's chemical weapons under international control. Are you in favor of that? Would you like that? Do you think that that the United States should trust the Syrians and the Russians in this way?
When you bring the Russians into the game, you put another fox to guard the hen house. I think they would add nothing favorable to the equation.
So you're not in favor of this plan?
Well, I don't know that much about it right now, but I would like to know more about it before I would say yay or nay.
Congressman Howard Coble is a Republican from North Carolina. Congressman, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.